This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Welcome to our show. I'm Deborah Howell, in for Melanie Cole, and today our topic will be, who gets chronic kidney disease and is home hemodialysis an option? Our guest is Dr. Brigitta Schiller, Chief Medical Officer for Satellite Healthcare. Dr. Schiller has been in private practice as a nephrologist and primary care physician, has managed a 100-patient hemodialysis center, and has conducted nephrology research on a range of topics. Welcome, Dr. Schiller.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
A pleasure
Happy
to have
be
you.
Here.
Good. Well, could you give us a brief overview of chronic kidney disease and the benefits of home hemodialysis over dialysis in a clinic setting?
Absolutely. I'll be delighted to do this. So chronic kidney disease is a major health issue in the United States and worldwide. It affects many patients with high blood pressure, predisposing them to developing chronic kidney disease, and diabetes are the main risk factors. There are also systemic diseases which can affect you at any age, which have not increased, but the proportion of patients who have diabetes and hypertension has obviously increased. We have more than 20 million people in the United States who very often don't even know that they have chronic kidney disease, which develops over many years and can lead to the dependence on dialysis, which is a cleaning of the blood for both toxins, uremic toxins, which accumulate in the body when the kidneys don't work anymore, as well as fluid control because, frankly, the production of urine is impaired. Home hemodialysis is an option which has been around for many, many years. In fact, it was how we started to treat patients in the United States. Mm-hmm. When dialysis became available and was really a pioneering issue in the early 60s, we did the dialysis at home. The patients were trained to do dialysis. They took the machine home, which were obviously very different machines than what the technology allows us to have now.
Yes.
Were trained, and the whole family participated in it. And this was up until the 70s, we had up to 40%, practically 40% of our patients were treated at home. Nowadays, that proportion is very small, less than 3% of our patients are doing home hemodialysis. The advantage of home hemodialysis is that we can provide this therapy more often. Patients on average do this 5 to 6 times a week. There are, however, other frequency schedules available every other day, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, according to the patient's need with this disease. And the patients can therefore embed this treatment into their life versus when you go to dialysis in a center, you will be given a spot. You have a certain time in order to make it function for many hundreds of thousands of patients in the United States. So home hemodialysis has also been shown to have major clinical advantages in terms of outcome, both in terms of how long patients live with this disease, how well they're feeling, how functioning they are. There is an advantage of recovery after dialysis. Patients feel within an hour perfectly fine. There is the aspect of being able to do this while you're at home and while you're connected to a machine, and your mobility around that might be slightly impaired. You cannot go jogging. You cannot go out of the house, but you can do things within your house, which otherwise are not possible to be done when you're in a center.
So much more convenient and loving, and you're in your own environment and you have your family with you. I'm just stunned that more people don't take advantage of this.
Yes, there might be many reasons for that, Deborah. One of the major reasons is that not everybody knows to do that home hemodialysis is available. When we look at patients who are actually told about options to do either center or dialysis at home in general, 50% of the patients will tell us that they actually would like to go on home therapy. However, that percentage obviously then translates in a very low number when it comes to who actually is doing it. Mm-hmm. There is some burden to this disease. It's perceived as a burden. Patients feel like they have to have too much responsibility. It is sometimes perceived to be easier to go to a center and to be taken care of. However, what I'm learning, and really patients teach you this the best way possible, they can tell us that while there is this fear at the very beginning, can I really do dialysis at home? Once that fear is overcome, patients doing so much better that they can hardly imagine to ever go back to dialysis center for treatment.
Right.
So if we as a community, both from the physician side, we increase the exchange among patients so that patients can feel comfortable and really know that this is doable, like it has been in the 60s and early 70s, then we would add tremendous benefits to the population.
Absolutely. Now, what populations, doctor, are more impacted by chronic kidney disease?
It is the fastest growing segment of the patients who require dialysis is actually the elderly, and elderly meaning 75 years and above. But when we look at the percentage of patients who are making up the majority of patients, it's actually the 22 to 65 year olds, or 45 to 65 year olds more precisely. We always focus on, we have to imagine that this is a population who is in the middle of life, who has lots of things to do. I myself in this age group, and I always point out to our staff that I have a lot of hopes and dreams for the remainder of my life. And a lot of patients have to put this on hold because of dialysis. Again, the mobility is much and the flexibility is much increased if a patient in the full prime of his or her life can integrate the dialysis part into their lives versus the other way around, that the dialysis center dominates what's remaining for the rest of the day.
Absolutely. Now, you work at Satellite Healthcare. Can you tell us a bit about your Wellbound centers?
Absolutely. We're very proud of the fact that our proportion of patients who undergo dialysis and at home is much larger than the rest of the country. We have about 23% of patients who undergo home dialysis. The majority of them undergoes peritoneal dialysis, but home hemodialysis is obviously what we're talking about today. And home hemodialysis needs to really be considered as the best option behind transplantation. When we look at outcomes, this is what we, the professionals who know about this disease, would choose if we had it ourselves. There's published data on this. Our Wellbound centers are dedicated centers to train and educate patients. And it all really starts with this, the patient feeling comfortable and knowing what they are expecting from once they take this therapy home. And that's the comfort and the expertise that our Wellbound centers provide for these patients.
How lovely. Now, we have less than 2 minutes, doctor, unfortunately. So quickly, could you tell me what the Freedom Tour is and who Elias Arciniega is?
Yes, Elias is a remarkable human being, a patient whom I have met about 5 years ago. He has a lovely family of 4 children, now 5. He was treated on center hemodialysis, and somebody, one of our PCTs, patient care technicians, went to him and said, "Why are you doing dialysis in the center?" And he said, "Well, because I would like to do it at home, but I cannot afford to train for three to four weeks because I'm the breadwinner. I would need to provide for my family." So this patient care technician came to us and said, "You know, can we do something about it?" And we had wonderful dedicated nurses who said, "Absolutely, we're going to train this patient in the evenings and on weekends." And ever since, Elias has been very close to us. I've still contact with him. He was participating in a board of director meetings to really make our board of director understand what home hemodialysis was all about. He came to our medical director meeting this year, and frankly, was the highlight, and there were many great speakers. He has put home hemodialysis, he can put everybody at ease. He's currently on the Freedom Tour, dialyzing in the parking lot in a recreational vehicle.
Yes, going to have to stop you there. I'm so sorry. We're going to talk to Elias himself so he can fill in the rest of the blanks for us. How's that? We want to thank you for coming on the show, Dr. Schiller. To find out more, you can go to www.satellitehealth.com. To listen to a podcast of this show, please go to radiomd.com. I'm Deborah Howell for Melanie Cole. You've been listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.